News, I'm Rich Thomason. America's employers hired a lot more people last month than analysts had been expecting. Payrolls grew by 353,000 positions. Heritage Foundation economist E.J. Antoni has been digging into these statistics, looking at who is getting hired.
Native-born Americans are actually losing jobs. There are fewer of them employed today than before the pandemic, for example. And so all of the job increases that we've had are going to foreign-born individuals.
The January unemployment rate held steady at 3.7%, the same as in December. So far, it's been kept under wraps, but Senate Democrat leader Schumer says he'll be releasing the full text of a compromise border bill in the coming few days, with a vote expected next week. Republican Senator Ted Cruz helping lead the charge of conservatives who oppose the legislation.
At a party luncheon on Wednesday, Cruz told fellow Republicans the bill has become a messaging tool for Democrats, quote, to number one, do nothing to actually secure the border, but number two, blame the chaos at the border on Republicans. Even for GOP leaders who had hoped to push the bill through, the writing is on the wall. An aide says top party leaders wanted to win the support of 25 to 30 GOP members, but now acknowledge privately they just don't have the votes. Bob Agnew, Capitol Hill.
President Biden's visit to Michigan yesterday didn't go quite as expected. A riot police had to be deployed amid raucous demonstrations by scores of anti-Israel protesters. Also at SRNNews.com, fatalities in the crash of a single-engine plane in Clearwater, Florida last night. Authorities say several people on the plane died, and there was another fatality on the ground. On Wall Street this morning, stocks mixed. The Dow down 113 points. The Nasdaq 111 points higher, and the S&P is up 16. This is SRN News. A leading pro-life group will spend big on the 2024 elections.
Officials with SBA Pro-Life America plan to raise more than $90 million and reach at least 10 million voters in the run-up to November 5th. Volunteers for the organization will knock on 4 million doors across eight battleground states, including North Carolina, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin. SBA President Marjorie Dannenfelser says, quote, life is the human rights issue of our time and the pivotal issue in 2024 elections. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Iowa lawmakers have declined to advance a bill that would have stripped so-called gender identity from the state civil rights law. The proposal has been floated in recent years without success. It reached the first step in Iowa's lawmaking process this week, but was rejected by three members of a House Judiciary subcommittee. Sexual orientation and gender identity were not originally included in Iowa's Civil Rights Act of 1965. SRN News. The Republican-led but closely divided New Hampshire House rejects several abortion bills.
The legislative body refused to either further restrict or protect abortion. Current state law prohibits abortion after 24 weeks of pregnancy, with some exceptions. The House voted Thursday in favor of asking voters to enshrine abortion in the state constitution as well, but not by a wide enough margin to advance the proposal. The House also rejected a bill that would have required abortions after 15 weeks to be performed to doctors present and in hospitals with neonatal intensive care units, and a third that would have banned abortion after 15 days gestation. Keith Peters reporting.
Nikki Haley's path to the Republican presidential nomination is rapidly shrinking, but she vows to stay in the race indefinitely. After decisive wins in Iowa and New Hampshire, Donald Trump's grip on the nomination has never been stronger. More details, SRNNews.com.